They are songs that come out at just about every boomer of a certain age's dance party or wedding. James Brown, anything Motown, Motown-inspired, and a few Memphis Soul numbers from Stax Records. These AM radio hits of yesterday get remixed with a little more bass and new layers of jealousy, obsession, and meaning in a performance the New York Times called one of the most compelling dance creations of this century. Tonight, Doug Elkin's dance brings Motown Redux to Keene State College's Redfern Art Center on Brickyard Point. The famed choreographer's company will also present the world premiere of a piece called Hapless Bazaar. And on the line to talk more about this pairing is Doug Elkins, two-time Bessie Award winner, Guggenheim Fellow, and now faculty member at Rutgers University. Doug Elkins, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's so funny listening to these. I wonder about the challenge of using songs that are so familiar to us, which you give really new life, here expanding on the storyline of Shakespeare's Othello and a previous dance on this theme. Can you tell us a little bit about the evolution of the idea?
Yeah. One of the other things that I do professionally is I do movement and fight choreography for plays in New York City. So I was doing the movement and fight scenes for a production of Othello. But it also had its gestation in an earlier version. I've been looking at a production of a famous film of a classic work by choreographer José Limón, his work, The Moor's Pavane. I've been watching the Pavane, and then I started bouncing around YouTube and looking at, oddly enough, one of the early versions of The Temptations singing and dancing to My Girl. And I realized that the backup dancing that they were doing was a kind of pavane itself, kind of slow, stately march. As I kept looking through the Motown songbook, I started thinking that one could actually do a whole retelling of Othello as though it were performed on Soul Train.
So,
for want of a better description.
Well, it's such a good one. And this in itself is a retelling of Othello, which is probably a retelling of some old story from the past. Can you give us just a little bit of a primer on the four principal dancers here, the characters there, Othello, the Moor?
Yes. By the way, you are right. It is even Shakespeare's telling. It's a retelling of a story that has from 300 years earlier called The Moorish Captain.
Uh-huh.
But the characters are the four central characters from Othello. It is the Moor, or Othello, his friend, who may or may not be his friend, Iago, the Moor's wife and paramour, Desdemona, and Iago's wife, Emilia. I kind of geeked out on everything Othello when researching it and kept coming back to the thing that I love about Limón's version is it's almost like a kind of Japanese kabuki play. You kind of follow the path of the handkerchief that he offers to Desdemona as a kind of proposal or an engagement present, and it tells the story.
Well, and it is also the story of perhaps the only black character in all of the Shakespeare plays, or there's some question about what color he was. He's called a Moor, mm-hmm. which is the euphemism for Ethiopian at that time, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder, you know, they're dancing, at least initially, kind of joyfully to these songs that are emblematic of romantic innocence. And Motown was also black music cleaned up for white American teens. Is race any subtext of this story for you?
Very much. I kind of made it in the wake also of, you know, other things going on at the time, the election of Barack Obama, and also it's inherent in the music. Like you said, it's crossover music. I remember coming across a quote by James Baldwin from Notes of a Native Son that kind of led me into it. The quote is, "It is only in his, the Negro's music, which Americans are able to admire, because a protective sentimentality limits their understanding of it, that the Negro in America has been able to tell his story." And it was a kind of lead into playing with the ideas involved in it. Hmm. And it's also part of the thing of the text. As you go further into the plot, for instance, there's a whole scene between, in our version, between Othello and Iago, where Iago reveals the handkerchief is basically stolen from Desdemona to implicate her as someone having an affair. The music used is James Brown's Give It Up or Turn It Loose.
let's hear a little bit of the remix of Give It Up and Turn It Loose here with little bits of Heard It Through the Grapevine slipping in for this pivotal scene, this face-off between Othello and Iago.
Honey, honey, I got soul.
Well,
and I'm super bad.
And that is from a performance of Moortown Redux from the Baryshnikov Art Center. Well, luckily tonight, Doug Elkins Dance is going to be bringing that production here to New Hampshire, to Keene State College's Redfern Art Center. I want to get back to that sort of idea of what you're bringing to this, because Moortown Redux updates this dance by Jose Limon with this athleticism and bravado of hip-hop moves. And from what I can see, especially when the men face off, a little bit of samba, a little bit of the Brazilian martial art, capoeira. And I'm thinking about your own traditions of your dance career. You began as a b-boy break dancing. So what are you adding to this ongoing conversation about Othello?
It's to kind of be in dialogue. There's a great quote by John Cage, and I think I'm paraphrasing him. He says, "History is not a fact. History is merely a field with a lot of stuff in it." And the nature of my own dance background is one of gleaning, of a kind of appropriating and sampling and layering from my background as a b-boy, as a house head, a house dancer, even playing capoeira. There's a sense of improvising with what you have.
After Superbad, after this confrontation, we hear this incredibly spare recording of Marvin Gaye singing I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and he is just writhing in his obsessive jealousy. Let's just hear a little bit of that.
Ooh, I bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say, when I found out yesterday. Don't you know that I heard through the grapevine?
Oh, I'm just so struck. Without all the trimmings, I never really heard the anguish in that song. Do you think that's going to give people a different understanding of this story or of this song?
I think if I've been successful in some way, it's if you've never seen the or read the Othello version before or seen Morse Pavan, you would still get the homeopathic essence of the story.
Well, Doug Elkins, we look forward to seeing it, and thanks so much for bringing this to New Hampshire.
Well, thanks for having me, Virginia. Thank you very much.
Doug Elkins, a 2-time BESSY Award winner, Guggenheim Fellow. He's currently on the faculty at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Tonight, Doug Elkins Dance performs Moortown Redux, named one of the 10 best dance performances of 2013 by the New York Times, along with the world premiere of Hapless Bazaar. That's all at Keene State College's Redfern Art Center on Brickyard Point, beginning at 7:30. For details, you can go to wordofmouthradio.org. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.